All right, we're going?
Yep.
Okay. Boom.
We did it.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Dirty Folk Podcast. I am Max the Comedy Goldsmith, and this is my slutty assistant, Riley Bird. Say hello, Riley.
Hello, Riley.
Riley Bird.
Yes, Max?
What would you rather... This is a two-parter.
They're all two-parters.
Sort of.
Maybe.
What would you rather see your father in? Shit porn or sincere blackface? And which of those two things would you yourself prefer to become an overnight household name for?
Blackface on both.
Blackface on both?
Mm-hmm. Well... Hold on a minute. Let me amend my answer. Does it have to be human shit? And also, what qualifies as shit porn?
Hmm.
Because I've definitely bathed in a river of shit before.
What?
Yeah. I'm from a farm. I remember having to be hosed off on a lawn because I was completely covered in shit. And it just... That's
not
the bumpkin life.
But it's not sexual.
It could have been.
I've been covered in shit too before, but it wasn't sexual.
I could have zazzed it up.
But you didn't.
Right, but for the context of this, I could zazz it up. Like if I was just like Nickelodeon slimed with feces.
Talk into your microphone.
I think I am. Am I?
You were out here.
I was?
Okay. Yeah.
So I think if I had to be like Nickelodeon slimed.
And there you go again.
I can't. I need to get these
on. The long-term mission of this podcast is to teach Riley how to talk into a fucking microphone.
Okay, I have a boom mic, and I'm used to a boom mic, so I just have a mic in my face, like porno status.
And I believe the first time you used that one, you sent me an audio clip, and I said, and you said, what's wrong with my audio? And I said, turn your mic around.
You know, I had it set to cardioid, and it was facing the wrong direction, because I don't understand microphones. I should just, you know what? We should cast a penis mold to put on this. I'd know exactly where to put it then.
Okay, but
yeah.
You're being cute with this question. You know what shit porn is.
I don't, actually. I don't know what shit porn is.
Okay. You know,
is that like eating it?
Have I
or
ever
like
actually seen shit porn? I've never actually seen shit porn. I've just heard tell of shit porn.
What is shit porn? Oh, you don't want to cover this nice new accessory.
Oh, your slut necklace? It's not yours. You're borrowing
it
for the
day. I'm borrowing it. I'm holding it for a friend.
You don't know that, bitch.
I could get to know
I
that,
made
bitch.
That. I made the slut necklace. You can show if you're watching the video, you can see the slut necklace. 18 karat gold. Made by yours truly.
It's so
with
saucy.
With Riley's help.
I kind of want one that says thought.
I know you want the one that says thought. Mm-hmm. We both know it's sitting over there in the drawer. You've made it very clear that you want it.
It might.
It's been heard. I've
might
heard you.
Get lost in the studio.
It doesn't have, no, it, the reason it hasn't shown up missing is because it doesn't have a bail on it to run a chain through it.
Right now. I'm waiting until he checks that off the to-do list and then it'll suddenly mysteriously disappear.
Yeah, I know.
So what is shit porn?
Okay. Like I said, I haven't seen it. In my imagination, shit porn. Okay. Someone has to be at least masturbating with, like, and getting, like, shit on or, like, having shit rubbed on them. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, it has to be sexual in a way. Like, because, like, I guess I could see a line where, like, like the idea, for example, of like somebody like shitting on somebody's chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that shit porn if that's on video, if like nobody's jerking off?
I think so. Because like, like I think if you got the camera angle right,
mm-hmm.
I could be dunked in a shit tank, I guess, because it has to be the fucking extreme of this every time. Yeah, I think I could be dunked in a... First of all, I think it would have to be like a cow patty consistency, because I think the thicker it gets, the less plausible the scenario becomes.
Where is the scenario?
The slurry of it, I think, would aid in both the like movability of it, because if it's
what
got a
question are you answering right now?
The shit porn one.
So like, you're
me being you're, overnight famous
your
for
shit porn.
Your functional
answer to what is shit porn involves a tank of shit. So I don't think it exists. I don't think shit porn exists then.
Well, like, I mean, I guess I could just roll on the ground in shit, but it just seems like it would be easier to make.
Well, that thing I described to you with the hooker. With the hooker who, mm-hmm. like, shits into that guy's mouth and he just eats it slowly, right? Like, he's, like, eating out of the fucking, like, soft serve ice cream machine.
That haunts my dreams now, Max.
If that was on
film.
That's
a new nightmare.
If that was on film, is that shit porn? It's obviously like an upsetting shit film.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But is there a difference between an upsetting shit film and shit porn?
Because
I think, like, you have to be sexually, like, rubbing shit on you. Or, at the very least, because, like, I'm trying to set the bare minimum here, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the bare minimum is, like, if I'm jerking off and someone's shitting
shit
on me.
Shit and nudity?
Nudity definitely brings you closer.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, a girl being shit on, like, certainly, like a girl being shit on. Like, if you have shit on your body and you're being fucked, it's shit porn.
Mm-hmm.
If you, and then if you are jerking off or jilling off and being shit on.
Did you just call it jilling off?
Yeah.
What?
Jacking off, jilling off.
No.
Yeah, I didn't invent that. You don't know jilling off?
No, I don't call it that. I also call it jacking off, which makes people very upset.
That's jilling off.
Okay.
I jack you, Jill.
Okay.
You Jill your little pill. What? That's all you're going to think about for the next, like, 15 times you masturbate.
I can't even masturbate in peace anymore. I'm so salty about that. He's like, where are you going? And I said,
there's
oh, you know, I'm...
again. Like you fucking know what she's talking
okay.
about.
Leroy, the man that I'm in a relationship with and live with, is like, where are you off to? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just about to go get some work done. He goes, you mean masturbate? Not today. I'm going to open the door and let the cats in there. And I'm like, why are you always trying to sabotage me masturbating? Don't you know that I do this for you? I do this so that I don't bother you every 15 minutes. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to sabotage your masturbation right. studio.
If this doesn't have anything to do with shit, it's irrelevant.
Mm. Okay. Of course it's a chocolate protein shake, you motherfucker. All I'm thinking about is shit. Well, I'm trying to enjoy my
okay, so for
second lunch.
For the purposes of this question, let's assume that this is... Let's try to find the line, because you said blackface or both. Okay, wait, it depends on what shit porn is, right?
Yeah, because if the shit is, like, more solid in texture, I say blackface. But if I can have, like... Okay, so...
But it depends on what's happening, right? Because, like...
Here's what I'm envisioning. Now, like, I'm going to walk you through this. So, like, do you remember Fear Factor?
Yeah.
And, like, when they would put them in the bed of snakes?
Yeah.
Or roaches or whatever?
Yeah.
And they had, like, their neck in some sort of, like, plexiglass collar with a gasket around their neck, basically, to,
yeah.
like, keep all that in.
Yeah,
but, like, their head was uncovered so they couldn't, like, suffocate and drown or whatever or get, like, bugs in their nose. So I'm imagining that with enough room that I could, like, crocodile roll. And I feel like thoroughly coating, like...
Why is every version... You keep coming back to you're dunked in shit.
No, I wouldn't be dunked in that scenario. I would be rolling. And I feel like that would satisfy...
But that's not...
Like, the parameters.
No, okay. I think...
That would be kind of fun. Like, first of all, if, like, all of my holes are plugged and I'm not going to, like, have to go to the emergency room after this, which I feel like is a fair caveat. I should be able to seal the hatches. I feel like that's fair.
If it's porn, though? No. I think...
My entire body being coated in shit and me rolling in it like...
Yeah, I don't know where we got to that, though, because that was never the scenario.
That's the scenario I envision.
Yeah, I know. I don't. And I.
That's the kind of porn I would create. So if that would make me famous,
you would create you rolling in human shit.
Does it have to be human?
Yeah.
It has to be human.
Yeah, I think so. So that's why I'm trying to set these lines up.
It has to be human. I think,
okay, it has to be human, right? Mm. It has to be fresh. It has to be on your body, and you have to be being sexually satisfied or sexually satisfying somebody else. So in this porn, and we can separate these into either one. So it's black, like you're known for blackface, right?
Yeah.
1 second. So you're known for blackface.
Mm-hmm.
And... let's say, or you're known for, 69ing while someone shits, while you both
just
shit.
In a room or on me.
No, you're 69ing. You're both shitting.
Hold on a minute. My face would be next to that shit.
That's why it's shit porn.
I'm going to go with blackface, final answer. Because at least okay. I could still be like the Prime Minister of Canada with blackface. Like I could still have a job in politics with blackface. But if I have shit on my face,
okay,
my face will never feel clean.
Fair enough. Okay, I agree with you there. Now, okay, it's blackface.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a black scent.
I think I've already got footage of me doing a black scent, so that's yeah, a, I'm already halfway.
You're doing
in.
A black scent in blackface,
mm-hmm.
and the video is like a pro-slavery tilt. Like you're playing like a happy slave, and it's sort of like reminiscing of like, wouldn't this be better? Or so you become overnight famous for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have... You're being fucked all normal. Mm-hmm. It's great sex, great dick, right? And you have one hand that's like you have to like squelch human shit with one hand while being like dick down real good. And you become
Do I have to make eye contact with my hand? Or can I like disassociate from the like elbow
you
down?
But everyone's gonna know what it is. Because in the video you see the guy take the shit, then circle around and dick you down while you hold it. No camera tricks. David Copperfield style.
Well, see, now that's hard because it's a 50-50 split.
Ah, that gets you to 50-50.
That gets me to 50-50, yeah.
Okay.
Because I could just cut the hand off.
So
like,
it's the shit on the face.
Yeah, I don't like water on my face.
Because you
kind of
do a black face.
It's like, I mean... Yeah, I don't mind black. First of all, the amount of guys that have asked me to do race play, I think that an uncomfortable amount of black dudes who have wanted to fuck me, like past and present, would like low-key be into that.
You doing blackface while you fuck them?
Yeah, because then they'd get to be like, oh, you colonize a bitch. I'm going to fuck the privilege right out of your pussy. And I'd be like, see, I'm already halfway there. I'm already doing a black scent. So, like, I know that, like, I could do... First of all... How many black dudes respect me, like, in this moment right now?
Zero.
I know. So the number would stay the same. Like, they would just be kind of pissed off. But I would also, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like a way to atone for that, too, would be kind of cool. Because I'd be like, would you like my apology in pussy? And they'd be like, they'd really have to, like, either decide how mad they were.
Yeah.
Or, like, let it go and get some puss. Like...
But again, this is you're a household name. So like
household name for blackface and black scent. Isn't there already like a bunch of YouTubers that have done that?
But I mean like household name, like you have like Tom Cruise fame. Like you walk into the grocery store and everyone's like,
they're like, that's that bitch. And I'd be like,
that's that blackface lady.
Yeah.
Or that's that lady who got dick down squeezing that shit.
Yeah. I mean,
I think
the blackface one would also be kind of funny because my white boyfriend has a black name. And then when they meet him, they'd be like, that guy looks kind of like a white supremacist. Hold on a minute. Like for a little bit, they'd be like, oh, it's a mixed couple. Like maybe that's their thing.
But your choice is for that scenario is squeezing shit. Or are you going back and forth?
It's still 50-50.
Still? I would go with the shit.
Would go with the shit?
Yeah, if I had to dick somebody down but, like, squeeze some shit and I was going to be a household name for that
uh-huh.
versus, like, I'm, like, like a pro-slavery blackface minstrel show doing a black set and I'm overnight famous for that, like, I'll put my hand into some shit. Like, because I don't, there's not like a group of people. Like, it's generally offensive, right? Yeah.
Do I get to do the other races too, or am I like forbidden from ever doing it for another race and only black people?
It doesn't matter what you do. This is the thing you're famous for.
Okay.
Okay, now let's flip it, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's your father.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to see him in one of the two.
I would say the blackface.
Yeah, I switched to blackface too. I don't know why.
Well, I can't. Okay, so my dad did do a Halloween costume like... Oh, fuck. I guess it's like almost a decade ago now. And he dressed as Princess Jasmine.
Okay.
So then I would make the caveat that he gets to be blackface Aladdin just like Justin Trudeau. Because then at least you could put the two together and it's like the whole like...
Keep trying to squeeze this Aladdin Prime Minister arc. Joke in here.
It's not a joke. It's the real fact and reality.
No, it's not.
Like... And everybody knows I can't make jokes. That's just...
You're trying, though. Just answer the question. Which would you rather see him in? You answered it, but, like, I don't understand why. I feel the same way. Like, all of a sudden... And this is one for me, like, where it's...
I think
if it were me, who's going to be overnight famous...
It's the...
I would want the shit and the fucking... But if...
It's
if,
the fact that it's porn. I have a fundamental problem with, I think, seeing my dad in porn. Although, if it's my biological mom, shit porn all day.
Okay. Interesting.
Well,
let's say
cunt,
you don't have to
so.
See the porn. Let's say your father is going to become overnight, like household overnight famous. Mm-hmm. So the same scenario that you would have been in.
Yep.
You don't actually have to see the video, but he is going to be worldwide still, household famous.
Still blackface.
Yeah, I changed. That's what I'm saying. I changed.
You think shit porn overnight famous?
No. If it's me, mm-hmm. and the shit porn is just like I have great sex while my hand is in shit.
Yeah.
I choose shit porn.
Mm-hmm.
If it's my father.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I don't know why I chose father. I don't know my father. But let's assume a hypothetical father that I have a good relationship with.
Oh, it has to be someone you have a good relationship with.
Let's say. All right. Now I changed.
I identify as an orphan, Max.
For some reason, I changed to blackface
mm-hmm.
in this scenario. I changed to like I would rather me get overnight famous for the shit porn.
Okay.
I'd rather my father get overnight famous for the blackface. I don't know why that changes.
I think, it's still 50-50 for me on the like which one I would get famous for. But I think if my dad had to be overnight famous for one, I think it would be the blackface one. Because he's such, like, a nice dude. I feel like it would be hard for people to be mad at him. And, like, he's already white, so he's, like...
They'd be mad.
Huh?
People would be mad.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a white guy that did blackface. But, like, I think if my mom did it, it wouldn't be as bad because she's brown. So, like...
Is your mom Italian?
Mm-hmm. I think she's Italian Native American, but who fucking knows? Maybe it's like an Elizabeth Warren story, like in our family.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think like one of my family members lives on the reservation, but I don't know if that's just because like he's fucking somebody in the reservation because he's a scumbag or if it's like a genealogy requirement.
Why is it a scumbag mood to fuck an Indian?
No, he's a scumbag. So by definition, like all of the things that he does are scummy, you know?
Right. And but you said he'd be fucking someone on the reservation because he's a scumbag.
Yeah, someone that like would live far away from the other fuck shit that he's doing so that he could do like more fuck shit.
Uh-huh.
You know. Like if I fucked somebody in a neighboring city that like realistically is not going to leave that area and had a second family. He's like a real second family type of dude.
Sounds like you're trying to walk away from the fact that you said it's scumbag behavior to have sex with an Indian.
There he goes again, trying to put words in my mouth. First of all,
that's what I heard.
I tried to explain to my Italian grandmother that like I would concede to having children if they were 100% Native American, and she did not understand that was physiologically impossible. And she's like, yeah, yeah, you should do that. I'm like, I should steal a Native American child? Grandma, why don't you fucking calm down? Like, walk down off that ledge.
Your family's from the West for a long time, aren't they?
From the... I think they originated in, like, Nebraska, like, 50, 100 years ago, something like that.
There's probably a tradition of stealing Indian babies in your family somewhere.
Well, not the Italian part, but, like, maybe the offshoot branches, yeah.
It's gotta be.
Well, the Italian part was, like, you can only fuck Italians. And I'm like, as an ecologist, I don't think that's a good idea.
We had that with Irish people, too, except... Italians were, like, our one acceptable alternative.
Yeah.
It's, like, not great, but you could do it. And
because they're still Catholic?
Yeah, because they're Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would change it to, if not fuck, you could basically fuck whoever you want.
Yeah.
But you can't have a child with and marry. You can't have a child that you acknowledge and raise. And you can't marry someone.
I wish they kept that same, like... I wish I kept that same energy with me as a child, because my mom is Catholic Italian.
Yeah.
I mean, Italian American. She doesn't fucking speak Italian. That'd be too cool. And then my dad is just like all the white guy races, like mixed together. Well, I guess it's not a race. Nationalities. He's all like the white guy nationalities, like mixed together, like English, French, German, like... Like, the palest skin possible,
mm-hmm.
which is why my mom is, like, Mexican dark, and I look like this. You can tell on, like, my knuckles and my knees and stuff, though, that I'm supposed to be darker.
Yeah. And you have weirdly stubby hands.
Yeah. I have potato hands. I have, like, little dwarf hands, which is why I work at a goldsmithing shop. Because I'm meant to forge precious metals.
Riley has, like, a really vicious handshake for a girl and these little tiny hands. It makes you, like, wonder, like, I feel like a hand job from Riley would both, like, would be kind of terrifying and exciting.
I really, really, like, just look at how I'm gripping this mic.
It's really, it's shocking. If you ever get a chance to meet her and shake her hand, you'll see. Because I never noticed until she pointed out to me. She's like, I got weird hands. And she held them up. And normally people are like, yeah, oh, I got just, weird hands. You're like, it's not that weird. But, it's yeah, like, it's fucking... She got a good grip.
I go finger to finger, and I really get in
there.
And
she's got these, like, nubby little fucking hands. Like, her fingers. She's got fat little fingers.
But they're little, so guys are like, it makes my dick look enormous. And I'm like, I've been milking goats all week, so you might want to reevaluate this, because I have, like, a fucking very strong muscle in between my thumb and index finger.
Yeah.
So.
You have the hands of an ancient... like an ancient Viking woman.
Yes.
You have a hands of an 80-year-old sheep farmer from the fjord.
I've just been sharpening axes and milking goats. I mean, I did do that for like a summer. So when I was dating my ex, I think the last one that you met,
mm-hmm.
I did this farm sitting job for this goat ranch, and I hand milked like 30 goats.
The lesbians?
Yeah. And then I came back and I was like trying to get frisky, and he's like, your hands are a little too, I don't know if I feel comfortable with you handling my dick. And I was like, no, it's going to be great. And he's like, I don't really want to risk it.
I think just too strong.
Yeah. Cause I was like, oh, hey babe. And I like patted him on the back.
I would roll those dice.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm like, I like crazy and
dangerous.
Because
you have to be like strong, but yeah. Like, you can't just like grab a tit and just like, ah, like wrench on it.
No, but the worst hand jobs are built around weakness.
Like one of those dead fish handshakes that's like, I'm not really into
jobs.
It, but like, I want to say that I did this so that you don't get mad at me.
Yeah. Even bad blowjobs are built around poor hand strength.
Really? Because of the...
Yeah, the hand is the key part.
Yeah.
The mouth on a good blowjob is just like a sort of additional sensation / lubrication for the hand.
I wish that the porn industry had a master class on head and hand jobs, because I would have loved to have taken that for the brief period of time when I was single mm-hmm. and gotten like a grade A fucking rating on both of those.
I
because
you,
now I'll never know.
I can tell you most common mistakes girls make
yep.
with handjobs.
Mm-hmm.
One, they focus on the sides of the dick.
Yeah, the tip is where it's at. You gotta
No, it's not the tip.
No?
No, it's the area... The tip is sensitive, but it's, like, too sensitive. You can't, like, wrench around or, like, rub hard on that. Because, it like, that's, like, tickling. That doesn't feel great. That feels, like, too
what
much
What if you
sensation.
Just, like, slide the thumb over it, like, in passing?
It depends. But the most nerve endings and where you're focusing and where, like, if you're a dude, you're focusing, right?
The base?
No. It's, like, right the part of the head of the tip on the underside
mm-hmm.
where, like, the sort of, like, line comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there is where like most of the nerve endings
right,
are.
Right here.
Yeah. So like when so when you're jerking it, right? Like girls see that guy's
and that like edge, you know?
Yeah, so it comes down like there's the sort of like mushroom tip, right? So like
yeah.
helmet, but then it comes to like a point uh-huh. under the underside, right? That line from like the line around the dick where like the color changes
uh-huh.
to there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that needs like the attention.
Like right here.
Yeah. And so
yeah.
when
Yeah, so like that's where like the grip strength is focused and then you just like kind of like these ones are just like more trailing fingers and then these are like where
kind of but the part what the mistake girls make is they focus the grip strength so they see us grabbing our dicks. We're both using it. For those that listen to audio, we're both like
yeah.
grabbing the microphones. That's fine. It's moving away.
This
we're trying
just
to use microphones
as
dicks.
How I hold the microphone.
But yep. so they squeeze, uh-huh. which means that most of the squeeze goes to the sides, right?
Oh, here?
It goes right through the fingers because the fingers are pulling to the sides, right? Nah. But when I'm using it myself,
like.
Is this knuckle, that's riding inward. So like the underside, like the tube under the dick, right? The knuckle is riding that tube so that the actual pressure
okay, yeah.
is
I see
under
what, I see what you're talking about.
Is
yeah,
under
yeah.
there.
I see what you're talking about. But I have to use my thumb, I think, for that same thing, but I've got it turned. So
if that's
like,
the bottom of the dick.
Yeah.
That's the ground side.
Because I have these fucking dwarf thumbs.
Right. But that's the ground side of the dick.
Yeah.
Like if the guy's standing up, that's the side facing the ground. Yeah, your thumb. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
That would work fine.
Okay. All
right. Right. So.
Max's master class on how to stroke a dick.
Because squeezing the outsides, that's where the girls make
mistakes. We don't have
mistakes.
Any women to listen to this podcast. It's all dudes.
That's true.
My podcast is angry
they
women,
feel
so
like
they also won't take
they
the
can
advice.
Feel heard, at least, though. They'll know that I know what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. I like to, like, occasionally, like, I would say, like, every, like, fifth or sixth stroke, just like do that little like whoop, where you like just tease the top with the thumb.
Yeah, that could be nice.
But not like you're not like it's not like a fucking thumb war. You're not like
no. But that
crazy.
Part I'm talking about the knuckle, that's like
oh
the
shit!
Cum
I
button.
Just realized this is how you guys hear. I probably shouldn't be like touching yeah. all up on the mic. My bad.
If you want to fucking like if I have to jerk off in 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
it's all focused on that part.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like a knuckle, like.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Knuckle into there.
I'm glad I'm not fucking half-assing the technique.
And then a bet, like no matter how talented the girl is with her mouth or how deep she can go and stuff like that, like unless you're like a really excitable young man,
mm-hmm.
like if you're
deep throat is trash and it's just performative.
It's not completely trash. It's just got to be mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as an offbeat
Yeah, the
thing,
gagging is cool. I found that, like, everybody really enjoys the gagging bit.
I don't love gagging.
Oh, well,
I'm impressed by deep throat with no gagging. That impresses me. Deep throat
yeah.
with gagging is like, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, but that's the part they're into. They're like, ah, you're fucking tell me to put the dishes away how you want them, you fucking bitch. Like, I don't cause problems.
Take a lot of angry men.
Well, like, I don't do things to, like, irritate them during the regular day. So it's just, like, things that they can't justify fighting with me about. They're just, like, taking out on me when I'm, like, sucking their dick. They're like, you're gonna fucking make me plow the driveway, you fucking bitch. And then it's just like, you know?
I don't know.
No.
Because
I'm, you know, I'll, like, make breakfast and I'll get the dishes and I'll, like, leave you cute little presents and stuff, but then they're just like, I gotta be punishing this girl for something.
I don't feel that way.
I need it. I need it in my life.
All right. But, yeah. Like, gagging is not the worst, but it's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Deep throat without gagging is good. But if you take the hands off entirely,
mm-hmm.
and just suck dick, it's not great.
No. Nope.
It's not, because dick needs more than
I was forbidden from giving head the entire time I had braces. And I'm like, they're on the outside of my teeth. I don't suck dick like this. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm only cutting myself when I have these on.
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, I'm not going to take that chance.
Just put a mouth guard in.
No mouth guard. I think that I don't take enough time to appreciate the fact that there's nothing stabbing me in the mouth right now.
Yeah.
I just like to be thankful for that every day now that they're off.
And that was hard for you, though, because you like sucking dick, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
Leroy doesn't like me to suck his dick. He's like anti-dick sucking.
Yeah, I don't know
And I'm like,
that.
What if I just sucked your dick to completion? And he's like, yeah, maybe not. And I'm like, am I bad at it? And he's like, no, I'm just not into head. And I'm like, that sounds like I'm bad at it. You're just trying to be nice.
I'm picky about when I'll have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn down sex quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it is a rare day that I turn down a blowjob. And it's usually out of, like, respect for my wife. Like,
yeah.
I haven't showered and I've been busy.
Oh, I'll suck the sweat off his dick. I'm a freak like that. He comes home from the gym. I'm like, maybe I suck your cock.
Like, I don't care.
He's like,
I'm
no.
like, I don't feel good about it. She's like, I don't care. I'm like, it's not. Or like, I'm like, oh, I have diarrhea today. This is not a good idea.
Well, that's fair.
Right.
That's fair. But now you have a bidet. You can fucking. Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying, though, is like.
Clean the surface.
But yeah, head, I'm like, sex is kind of a coin flip whether or not I'm going to be into it.
Mm-hmm.
But head. All the live long day.
I think it's actually a lie that most guys are into sex. I think guys that don't get sex very much are into sex. But I think for the most part, the guys that have the availability to have sex whenever they want, they're like, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work I'm going to have to put in. Because I'm trying to get my back blown out. And that's not like casual like.
Guys are into the idea of sex.
But the actual, like, exertion of energy to fuck, they're like, oh, now this is work. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to put in some work or I'm going to be a problem after.
Yeah, it depends. It really depends.
Mm-hmm.
I think guys generally like to conquer.
Yeah.
So, like, you'll work hard on those days.
Mm-hmm.
But that's hard to keep that dynamic up.
Yeah, but I don't like the performative, like, maybe this guy will steal me away. He's like, ain't nobody want you but me, bitch. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing because it's a mix of, like, the conquering. Like, there's two things that will sort of, like, get me extra, like, okay, we have to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Harper. One is, what are you doing?
I'm taking notes.
One is she's getting attention from other guys, but even that, like, because she gets a lot of attention from other guys, right? I don't feel like that's, like, a legit threat.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not that I think no one wants Harper. I know lots of people want Harper. And I know that, like, uh-huh. she would have lots of options if she left me.
Mm-hmm. So I need to stick a GoPro in my bra and then just start feeding him that footage?
No. I don't. I think that's the weaker of the two. I was thinking, because I know we talked about this, and
I
thought about this later. The other one, which
good.
You're not going to like hearing this, is other women paying attention to me. Like, feeling like there's another woman who wants to fuck me or that I could fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I will, like, go home immediately and bang out Harper.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like that because, first of all, he gets that all the time, and I don't think that that's, like, upgrading my chances of sex. Because, uh-huh. like, we go to get the oil change, and this bitch is like, so, you like oil changes? I'm like, bitch, I am right here.
It's like, different. It's different than just, like, having someone, like, obviously check me out or, like, pay me a compliment or hit on me.
These hoes are putting their number on the receipt, and I am right there.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'll call you. And they're like, bitch, it's not for you.
That doesn't get me as good. It's like literally like going out. Like, it was weird. Like, so Harper and I tried like years and years ago, like an open mm-hmm. relationship thing, right?
Yeah.
And for me, most of the time when I would like go on a date with somebody,
mm-hmm.
like nothing would really happen.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'd go home and have like passionate sex with Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Like something about like going out and like being around and having that like sort of like intoxicated feeling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that that like, yeah, talking about sex, thinking about sex, stuff like that. I can't explain it exactly, but that's.
I mean, yeah, I guess when he goes to the strip club and people are like all pawing at him and stuff, he's like, I better get the fuck out of here. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to cause problems.
Because
it's also like low key my work.
Yeah.
And the girls that know, know. And the girls that don't, don't.
Right.
But the girls that know especially want to fuck him because they're like, we won't tell her. And I'm like, like, I wish these girls would just, like, fight me in a kumite, like, for his dick. Because that would satisfy both my need for fighting. And also, I'd be like, you've bested me in combat. And now you win, like, a smidgen of dick. That's fair. But this on the sly, like, oh, I could fuck you and, like, not tell anybody. He's like, they're so stupid. I tell you everything.
Yeah.
All of my boyfriends have been like that. I'm like, I think Leroy is the first guy I've been with, though, that I don't think he's telling me that expecting a treat for it. He's just like, yeah, I tell you everything. Of course I do. Like, these hoes think that I would keep secrets from you, but why would I do that? Like,
yeah, it's not worth it.
You're my bitch.
All right. Let's get back to the question for the end of the podcast here.
Yeah. I think my dad doing blackface would be kind of sweet in like an old man way. Like, people be like, it's a different time. And I'd be like, no, he did that last year. But, like, his mind's going, you know? Like, he just.
That would be extra weird. Because, like, the question does assume that you're universally hated for doing blackface.
Yeah.
Or for the shit porn.
Mm-hmm. He lives in a real black area, too, which would be kind of funny.
So, okay, but where. Is there a point
mm-hmm.
where you get to, you'd rather your dad be famous for shit porn than blackface? Like, is there a place where a mild enough version of shit porn meets an intense enough version of sincere blackface?
I think if my mom was Asian, that would be where it would be, like, not cool.
No, but she's not. So let's go with this.
Okay.
Like, it's your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one of the things we've kind of let slide in this is it's sincere blackface.
Yeah.
So, like, he is caught, like, he really, like, this is not, like, a cute thing or, like, a weird, like, side statement. This is, like.
No, I know.
Blackface is the appropriate thing to do here.
Yeah.
So, is there a place you can think of where your choice turns to shit porn for your father to be overnight famous for?
Yeah, no, I think firmly blackface on that.
Okay, for
like
me,
sincere, like real mean too.
What?
Like from the like old South, I think still be fine.
For me, it's like, let's say he was in blackface joyfully portraying
mm-hmm.
the lynching of another black person who is not in blackface, just like a black person.
Well, like, I mean, yeah, once it goes to like actual violence.
No, they don't have to actually die. It could be like movie effects, but just
the
fact that they're like, he's joyfully doing this. Like if it was like a zippity doodah vibe.
I think that'd be kind of funny though. Like an old Dave Chappelle skit where he
does. No, but it's not. It's sincere. That's why you keep letting that go. I think if he was doing that and then. Like if it was like to that extent, portraying like actually lynching somebody and then like maybe like going on long speeches, or like running Mandingo fights.
Like, what? This is so extra.
Yeah.
You're like, What if he's actually Hitler, Riley? Like, what if he's Hitler? Would you make him do the shit thing if he was actually Hitler?
That's what we're trying to find. We're trying to find the point where a mild enough version of shit porn meets an extreme enough version of blackface where you would choose shit porn
for your
father.
So where is the intersection between does blackface and Hitler? That's what we're trying to find.
Because,
like, I don't know that Hitler ever did blackface. Does that make Hitler better than a guy that does extreme blackface?
I wouldn't say that, but that's not
the
question.
To, like, the nth degree?
I'm not trying to talk about Hitler. I'm trying to talk about where your dad would have to fall in. Because for me, it gets just the lynching things enough where it's like, if he's dicking someone down and squeezing some shit porn.
Yeah.
That's enough for me. Or I'm like, shit porn. Do it. I'd even say the same for my mother.
Really?
Yeah, I would say so.
You would say the same?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because at some point for me, like, it goes from, like, stupid to, like, sincere blackface, you're going to be considered stupid, and people are going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to, like, cause riots. But then you start depicting deaths and things like that. And I think, like, you're really, like, going to stir up some fucking hate. Not just anger.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like people will make, like, if people want to do that, I feel like they will make an excuse anyway. So, like.
It's still different, though. If you have to make an excuse versus, like, you're real. Just, you don't have to make any excuses at all. You're just, like, fucking, like, way, way over the line.
I guess it's just hard to think about because, like, if it was my uncle, I'd be like, definitely the blackface. Like, this guy's going to catch some, like, needed flack. But here's the thing. I feel like my uncle would fucking own it. I feel like my uncle would be like, yeah, and I'd be like, that's hard to argue with. but, like, the shit porn, it's, like, it's sexual and it's, like, I feel like that's something, like, secret that's been leaked, you know, like an R. Kelly sex tape. It's like, come on, man, that was, like, a personal moment.
No, but see, you're writing that in there.
Yeah.
You've chosen
to
make
like
the shit
chose
porn.
To do shit porn.
Yes, you know it's going to be released, and then you become a household name for it.
Hmm.
For the version where you get dicked down good and just have a hand in shit?
Yeah.
How much would that cost?
Cost?
Yeah.
Like money?
Yeah, to get you to do it.
5 years of my income.
So like $20,000.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. No, that'd be like six figures.
Okay, so $100,000.
Yeah.
You would let someone like take a shit on the ground, come around you,
yeah,
dick you down,
yeah,
while you have a hand in that shit, squeeze it.
If it's Johnny Sins, $50,000. If it's Johnny Sins, $50,000.
I feel like I could GoFundMe that.
Dear Johnny
Sins,
put you
in a real spot.
Dear Johnny Sins, let's make the worst porno ever together.
I feel like the crown for worst porno is harder to achieve than that.
If that's what I have to do to fuck Johnny Sins, then that's the price.
You
the
wouldn't 50, fuck 000, Johnny Sins. You're in a monogamous relationship.
The $50,000 is to give to Leroy so I can fuck Johnny Sins. I'd be like, listen.
Why are you obsessed with Johnny Sins?
Because he looks like a like pure as the driven snow version of my boyfriend.
What makes him pure as the driven snow? Because
he doesn't have any tattoos.
Do you like that better?
Oh, I mean, no, I want an Eiffel Tower between the two, but he's already, like, told me no, so have to be one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
But after I fuck Johnny Sins, I'm fucking my boyfriend. Just because, like, you know, maybe.
What do you expect Johnny Sins to give you that you're not getting?
I don't know. Maybe a sense of accomplishment, feeling like I'm closer to my father. I'm not sure. But I feel like his dick gives those things. I feel like his dick is like Santa Claus and it gives you whatever you wanted most for Christmas. Is that weird? I feel like he's got like...
It's pretty weird.
I feel like he's got like those vibes. And he's just such a nice man. You know, everybody loves him.
How do you know?
Because I know people that know him. But, like, not enough that, like, I could schedule this without having to do shit porn to be involved with that guy, unfortunately. But
I know what he looks like. He does look like your boyfriend.
He does.
But...
Which I feel like an Eiffel Tower between Johnny Sins and my boyfriend would, like, break the internet. It'd be like, naughty and nice. Like, so here's the porno I would plan. It would be, like, Johnny Sins walks through some sort of, like, glowing portal thing that creates a clone. But there's an evil clone of him. That's my boyfriend. And then it's like, oh, no, the only way we can put you two back together is by fucking me on either end. And then they, like, merge together. And he has, like... one or two tattoos, and he's like, this is who I am now. Anyway, so that's one of the 75 different ideas I've sketched out just in the event that I can ever fuck Johnny Sins.
Well, I'm glad you put some time into that. But you'd fuck Johnny Sins for $50,000.
And then I'd be like, babe, I have 50,000 reasons why you should be fine with this.
And you'd sort of like fist his shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be happy with that? $50,000? Like, would that be, would that make it enjoyable?
I think it'd be money well spent. Yeah.
You wouldn't be spending the money.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
You would pay $50,000 to stick your hand in Johnny Sin's shit while he fucks you? That's too far. You gotta evaluate your fucking life.
Well, I guess if I had $50,000 to spend.
That's enough. All right, bonus episode time. Max, yep. The Comedy Goldsmith, the slutty assistant, Riley Bird, over there.
Yep, that's me.
Say hi, Riley.
Hi, Riley.
Her foot's over here. I slapped it. You can't see it.
Yeah.
Nasty socks.
They're fuzzy, though. They're nice and warm.
They were fuzzy. Like a dirty Muppet on the bottom now. Okay, let me see if I can remember this, because this is a long one, and I have to memorize these now, because I don't have my phone, because I'm being recorded. Yep. Okay. In a time before cell phones.
Yes.
You are offered
mm-hmm.
the chance in Mexico.
Yes.
You're going to be paid to have sex with a donkey with an average-sized donkey dick. The only people who are going to see this
mm-hmm.
are the Chinese tourists who have flown in for this specific reason and the few Mexican local staff.
Mm-hmm.
No one you know will ever know.
Yeah.
No photos will be taken. No record will be there.
Okay.
How much money does it take to get you to a yes?